Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, January 31st, 2025. A group called the Committee for Orland, Penobscot, Surrey, and Blue Hill, and officials from those towns, are encouraging local residents to let the towns and lake associations know where they stand on possible future plans for the Alamoosuc Lake and Toddy Pond dams. Here's some background provided by the organizers. Quote, the current owner, Bucksport Mill LLC, has petitioned the Maine Department of Environmental Protection to be released from ownership of the dams and water level maintenance. On November 1, 2024, DEP accepted their petition. Each of the towns voted to participate in consultation with Bucksport Mill LLC to consider ownership. That consultation has begun. The first consultation period is for up to 180 days from the date of the petition, but it can be extended an additional 180 days, effectively providing towns until November 2025 to make any decisions. In the event that a new owner is not found for the dams, the DEP will issue an order requiring Bucksport Mill LLC to release water from the dams. A committee recently formed that includes one select board member from Blue Hill, Orland, Penobscot, and Surrey, and representatives from the two lake associations, Alamoosuc and Toddy Pond. The towns and lake associations have secured various legal representation, and committee members have reached out to their state representatives. With support from other legislators, Representatives Nina Milliken, Democrat, Blue Hill and Surrey, and Steve Bishop, Republican, Orland and Penobscot, are leading a bipartisan legislative effort. They have agreed to co-sponsor legislation that would allow the creation of a quasi-municipal entity, such as a watershed district. That entity would be authorized by the state to own dams and assess tax revenue for maintenance and management purposes. Such a quasi-municipal entity would be something like a school district or a public utility district. Some residents would prefer that one of the state agencies, such as Maine Inland Fish and Wildlife or the Department of Agriculture, Conservation and Forestry, take ownership of the dams. In the event this does not happen, the committee felt it prudent to explore the legislative alternative. The timeline is short. Late February is the deadline for getting draft language to the legislators. Therefore, the committee seeks input from residents as soon as possible to guide their process of designing the proposed entity and outlining its charge. At the end of February, the legislators would use that language to craft legislation and then bring it to a legislative committee. Before the quasi-municipal organization created by the legislation can be implemented, town residents will be asked to vote on whether or not to participate. End quote. A survey is being circulated to residents of Orland, Penobscot, Surrey, and Blue Hill, and I'll post the direct link to that in the show notes for today's archive of Around Town. It's a little bit too long to read on air. They say the link, though, can also be found on each town's website and Facebook page, as well as the websites and Facebook pages of both lake associations. Again, that's Toddy Pond and Alamoosuc Lake Associations. In February, there will also be meetings in Orland, Surrey, Blue Hill, and Penobscot to update those towns' residents on where things stand, provide an opportunity for asking questions, talking with fellow residents, and provide input about ownership and management options for the dams. The first meeting will be held in Orland on February 5th at the Alamoosuc Lakeside Inn. The next will be in Surrey on February 10th at Surrey Elementary School. 2 days later, February 12th, there will be a meeting in Blue Hill at the Town Hall Auditorium, and the final meeting is scheduled for February 13th in Penobscot at the Penobscot Community School, and all of those sessions are scheduled for 6 to 7:30 p.m. The Maine Monitor is also holding an event at the Alamo in Bucksport and via Zoom on Tuesday evening next week that will focus on Emmett Gartner's reporting for the Maine Monitor on dams in Maine. I'll have more on that next week. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. Have a good weekend. I'll see you on Monday.